New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978, I've Always Been Crazy by Waylon Jennings. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
You faced a challenge with that beautiful song. You didn't really get to the great part, but that's fine. It's hard to do. And it's a very layered song, so there's multiple great parts. Wow, Jake. Yeah. I don't know what got
I know
you
love.
You.
I don't know what's going on this week, Jake. You've hit just home run after home.
What's
you're like
on?
Reggie Jackson. You've hit three home runs.
It's almost October, you know, Mr. October.
You're Mr. Late September.
Yeah.
Heyman, if you're listening, you better be ready to go tomorrow because Jake Sorensen is on a heater.
He's crushing it. I mean, talk about creative. No way did I expect
that. Once again, he went Bowie yesterday, and then comes back with Waylon. And a Waylon
old song, school Waylon.
Old school, 1978.
That's right.
Better times. Better times.
Do I even got to go there? Yeah, so creativity's got you in the nines. I mean, and then, you know.
Back-to-back days.
When I love Waylon, his voice is like maple syrup.
It is.
It's like maple syrup. It's just perfect. It's just perfect. And that's one of his, it's not. One of the songs I think of.
No, it's not one of your, you know, but it. You're right. Knew all the words, but it wasn't one of your go-to.
95744. 95744.
9.5.
92222.
Nines. Back-to-back days in the ninth for both of you guys.
Ben's going
to
be a 4-6.
Okay.
3-8.
Okay.
4-1.
You guys nailed it.
It's unbelievable, Ben. Ben, have you ever heard of Merle Haggard? Have you?
Okay. It's okay if Ben doesn't lie.
He doesn't know.
He just made it.
Oh, come on. He doesn't lie. Ben doesn't lie.
No chance.
Ben's from Columbus. He doesn't lie. Ben, you I stop it. Ben's not lying. He's a lot of things, but he's not a liar.
A lot of things, not a liar.
Some ratings here before we get to the mailbag here on a Wednesday. We got Nope from John says 2.3. The Bandit. The Bandit, 8.5. Triple H's dad, a 7. Bill and Bennett, 8.7. Corey and Lincoln, 9.
9.
Ooh.
One of my all-time favorites. Yes. And Corey is usually about a 1 or a 2 on Song of the Day almost single day.
Yeah. Corey's also from Columbus, right?
Yes, he absolutely
this
is.
This is all getting back to 10 County.
Yep. 10 County. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, absolutely.
Downtown Scott says 3.2. Is that Sip singing in that song?
God, I wish it would. If you could sing like Waylon, we'd sit out there. I'd get you a guitar. We'd just sit out in the. We'd go in the
outside on the patio.
On the patio.
Yes. And then make some money. Yeah.
Make some money.
Sean in Omaha, 9.7. Mike in Dalton, 9.15. Eric says Garbaggio, 0.001.
Kind of all over the map. Yeah.
Kodiak Bear on the text line, 4.1. Craig, a 2. Ellis, Illinois, 3.5.
Hook Bird, 8. Bird has been.
That's two straight days. What's happening
incredible.
Here?
God
dang it.
That's incredible.
Your cadence was beautiful today.
El Guapo in KC, 9.2, says outstanding. Any Waylon Jennings songs is at least an 8 or above on Waylon Jennings.
El Guapo.
What if it really.
Stan,
his name is El Guapo.
Stan Bennett says that's my wife's theme song, 9.9.
It is.
I've always been crazy.
Oh, boy. I've
kept me from going
does, she, does she know that's her theme song or
does she know that?
There's Discord.
She does now.
Turkey Sub, 6.5. Not beef tacos, but turkey sub.
Turkey sub, okay.
Yeah. Jamie in Des Moines, 54 years old, says, amazing, 8.1 on that one.
Yes. Amazing.
Brett and Bertrand, 4.5. Okay. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, toe tapping, 8.5.
Wait a second.
Northern Kentucky.
We got a Northern Kentucky?
We do. Kurt, longtime listener.
Is
long-time
he?
Breaker. Kurt.
Is he?
Yep. Bob in Minnesota says, way to go, Jake, 10.
Bob in Minnesota.
Ryan in Fort Collins, Colorado, 3.2.
Just keep going.
Jennifer 7, Hubby 6. Retro.
Wait a second. Jennifer 7, Hubby 6.
Kind of low for them.
Yeah, kind of low for them.
Retro in South Lake, Texas, 7.67. Big thumbs up, says thumbs Retro. In that one.
Ben, yeah. I think if you heard the whole song, you'd feel differently.
Or if you're just away. If you're just away for the song, that would help also.
Or if Bella were sitting by.
If Bella's sitting by, then everything's happy. Yeah, everything's good.
Hey, if you heard the whole song. And Jake, this is not to be critical. It's hard to get to. Sometimes when I send you recommendations, I think, it's hard because there's a part of the song you might not get to.
Well, there you go. Song of the day again is I've Always Been Crazy by Waylon Jennings, 1978.
Jake, what?
I'm trying to surprise you guys here. It's time for the mailbag.
Oh, we love the bag.
On a Wednesday. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. The mailbag is always sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies because the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
My God, those are bad words. those are bad words.
Horrifying words. Yeah. Anytime that you always get the notice, I've been hacked. Well, also imagine losing all your money.
There's 4 hours down the drain.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska's preferred tech partner, Applied Connective Technologies. They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation or call 866-358-0109. Applied Connective Technologies.
They put keypads on. One of the best things I've ever seen is the keypad. I think it should be to your
talk to me.
It should be like to the front house of your door. But how nice would it be to have like just a keypad? Not always worry about keys or tell someone's got to get inside your house.
Oh, they put those
you need
in.
To go to the lock box and it's outside on this and go here. I'll hide the keys hidden here. Or just have a code box on your regular door. Mm. That's great. Yeah, just press it. Here's the numbers.
I'm with you on that.
To the mailbag, John says, good morning to the stool. When I left home to live on my own.
Well,
when
the
I left,
stool.
When I left home to live on my own, my mother gave me an address book. It had all my aunts, uncles, and cousins' addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, yada, yada, yada. Does anybody do that anymore? Do you guys have an address book?
I wish I did.
I've had one forever. I still have my
old one. Of course you do.
And I know where it's at. It's in this blue Champion bag where I kept a bunch of old things. And it was green.
Good job.
Everything in there. It had my aunts, uncles.
I wish I had that.
The address book, yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't know, my aunt Mary, my godmother, I don't know her address. It drives me nuts. She sent me a Christmas card. I didn't get back to her.
My mom's got the one. You ever seen the one where it's like it snaps down and you slide it like to R?
Yes.
And you press the button and it pops up.
Of course
up.
Sharon has that.
It's very organized.
She probably has a pilot's license, too.
Probably Trevor does.
Like Trevor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Trevor.
From Kip on the mailbag. Kip says, you just met your wife for the first time, but you have the cooking prowess that you have now. What meal is in your arsenal that you would cook for her to try to win her over for the first time?
Spaghetti.
You go spaghetti?
Yeah. Anybody can make spaghetti. Right? Just buy some ragu.
nice plug. Yeah. Ragu.
Yeah.
Nice
I'd probably do my famous grilled salmon with my maple sauce.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, that was my.
That was your...
That was my dating.
Wooing?
That was my dating.
Get him food. In the trap?
Yeah, yeah.
That got a little weird. hey, can you seriously make salmon with some kind of glaze?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a glazed salmon. It's really good. It's brown sugar.
Is this a pilot license thing?
No, it's just brown sugar and maple syrup and a little butter. Oh, yeah. Turns out it may.
Are you serious?
Dead serious, yes.
Okay, nice. Swap.
I just grill a hamburger. Yes,
yeah. Grill a hamburger.
Nice. You have the right seasonings on this, right? You have the right... It's about the seasoning on the hamburger.
Yeah, that's always
cold ball the burger. Yeah, you're in the friend zone no matter what.
No matter what. You wonder why it didn't go well.
I'm not a great cook. I'll never pretend to be a great cook.
We'll swing back here and I'll throw on some ground beef for us. You like ground beef? Seasoned?
We got some Fritos.
make it really good, I promise. Michael says, good morning, guys, from Hawaii. He says, let's pretend Sip and Bill are at the schoolyard basketball court, and they are the two captains of a 3-on-3 all-time NBA matchup. Of these players would be picked last, going back to our Bill's Thrills from the other day?
It's beautiful.
Who would be picked last of these three? Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Larry Bird? Which of those are you picking last?
That's good. I'm taking LeBron last.
Yeah. Either, I hate to say this, either LeBron or Bird. I'm picking Jordan first, by the way.
I'm taking Bird.
In 3-on-3?
I mean, my favorite player in the world is Magic. I don't know. I just, Bird. Bird in a 3-on-3. Oh.
Yeah.
I just love reading the stuff about how Bird talks so much trash to people. When he was so beat up with his back and stuff for the Dream Team in 92, the one thing that's where Jordan stood up was like, oh, no. Bird's on the team. Don't even think about it. Bird's on the team. He was that. He was so bad.
Yeah. Better times.
Better times.
Watch Sundays watching Bird.
Oh, yeah.
You get home from church.
The logo.
Yeah.
Jerry West was on there. They showed the logo.
By the way, back to the question about the food. Corey says, Sip says, quote, anybody can make spaghetti, Sip. That's why you don't make it to try to woo your wife there.
All right. Whatever. You said burgers.
I did.
Paper plates and Fritos.
Bill wins out with the salmon at the maple syrup.
I don't even believe it, though. So make me some salmon.
Last
pronto.
One from Kelly says, good morning, guys. After last week's game, it seems like the college football world is once again captivated by the Colorado Buffaloes. Deion Shadur and now Travis Hunter are on another level that makes it must-see TV. Mm. That got me thinking, what are some of the other big, quote, flash-in-the-pan sports stories from the past?
Oh! How about Lynn Sanity?
That was an example that Kelly had. Lynn Sanity.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, it went crazy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was
for awesome. About 2 weeks.
For the Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah, would you say about 2 weeks or is it a little longer than that?
Just shy of a month, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. About 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Tim Tebow mania.
Okay, was that? Yeah. Would you call that flash in the pan?
What the Broncos? Yeah, I mean, he won a game in the playoffs. He won a playoff game.
The man won
a playoff game against the Steelers.
Come on, you guys should be good at this. I got Linsanity. What else?
Yeah, I got to think through. It'll hit me, but that was a great one.
That was a good pull there, Sip, on Linsanity.
Flash in the pan.
I'll go way back.
Okay, just go way back.
Dave won't know like that. Mark the Bird.
Yes,
that's pitching,
Bill. That's a great one, Bill. Now Jake might not know that one. Mark the Bird Fidrich was a crazy pitcher.
He pitched for Detroit.
Yeah,
he had all these antics and stuff. And he had a season when you couldn't hit him.
Couldn't hit him. It was basically a season, I think.
When he was pitching, it was must-see TV.
It was in our day.
It was must-see TV.
Yeah, he had a lot of weird antics.
Yeah.
Like, just strange on the mound.
And then it just went.
Yeah.
Then it just went.
Mark the Bird Fidrich. I wonder if he won the Cy Young. Ben, if you yawn one more time, I will
Thank
come
you.
Over there.
Throwing Thank hands. You, Ben. Ben, we've had a lot of things with you to do.
Ben, mark the Bert Vidrich.
I'll give you one in golf because it pissed people off that were Tiger Woods fans when Y.E. Yang beat Tiger Woods in the PGA Championship, I think in 2010 or 9. That pissed people off. Big flash in the pan. What the hell is Y.E. Yang been doing beating Tiger Woods in a major? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Never won a tournament ever again on the PGA Tour.
Is that right? He won one tournament.
You can do a lot of golfers for this, for majors and flash in the pan, but Y.E. Yang taking down Tiger Woods... Pretty big flash in the pan.
How old were you at that point?
I was, I think, in high school.
Okay.
And I was pissed. Because I was a Tiger fan. Still am a Tiger fan.
Right, I know you are. Those are pretty good ones. Billy, yeah, that's a great pull on Fidrich. Detroit Tigers.
Michelle Wee.
Flash in the pan.
Kind of flash in the pan.
Yeah. Her popularity when she first started.
Good example.
She was like, this is Tiger Woods.
Yeah, female Tiger Woods.
She played on the PGA Tour, like age 13.
Played in the PGA.
And it never worked out. She won one major, I think. That was it.
Flash in the pan.
Michelle Wee.
Those are pretty good ones.
There we go. Yeah. That's the mailbag. Sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Again, AppliedConnective.com. Thank you for all the questions there. Appreciate that, guys.
That was good,
Kip. John, everybody involved there?
Good questions.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Good question. Interesting question on the.
All right, let's do roll call.
Let's get swimming here. Let's get swimming here to do roll call.
When we come back.
The most bizarre moment on our show.
Hour two
had.
More on the wake up call from Nebraska next
Tuesday.
Time,
so early says, well, where are you calling in from?
On the ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.